Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, sisters and brothers, children of the Most High God. It is indeed a privilege and an honor to be in the presence of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's an honor and a privilege to be able to come on and say good morning and thank the Lord for another opportunity where we can come together. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, we will. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Yes, indeedy. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. And we bless his name. Truly, he is in control of everything. He is the maker of the heavens and the earth. Yes, he is. And all the hosts of them. Great is our God. Mighty is our God. He is the sovereign Lord, the absolute. The absolute. God. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for his blessings, and we thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace, and we thank him for allowing us to be here this morning. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Yes, he is. And we thank him for opening our minds of understanding and clarity. Yes. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Oh, yeah, not play, pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Last week, I just couldn't. I don't know. Well, I do and I don't. I just was not feeling well. So, anywho, came on. I thank you for coming on. But I just physically was not able to do it. Yes, I can't call it, and I won't give it a name, but I was feeling so, but I am just the opposite now. How about that? God is our healer. Yes, he is. God is our healer. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for all that he's done and all he's doing. I bless his name. Yes, indeed. I bless his holy name. Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just, you know, sometimes I just get on hallelujah and can't get off of hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank the Lord. You know, when we think about 2 years from now and what we were coming into, we didn't have a clue. But God, there were so many people on this earth that are gone now. But God, he's allowed us to remain here. Yes, he did. And we are grateful. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 So we thank the Lord for allowing us to see that it has been a time, but yet we can say it was a time of discipline. Mm-hmm. A lot of us joke, oh, the pandemic wait. And a lot said, no, I'm not going to have a pandemic weight. I'm not going to gain any weight. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to find things to do. But there was so much unknown. And yet, that it brought us closer to the Lord. Yeah. Because we didn't know from one day to the other. And now people are traveling and they're all excited. But I pray that we don't forget what we experience. And I pray that we don't go back to our old self. I do pray that we don't go back to our old self. Some will and some won't. I know that. Hallelujah. Well, we have some prayer requests. Ask that you remember Pastor Lee. We've been knowing each other for a good while. Life-changing situations. So just keep her lifted up in prayer. And remember Reverend Nelson, Mother Dunlap. I don't talk much. I talk with her, but I don't talk a lot about her. But she's yet holding on. And I thought that we would be able to go. But we like to wait a little longer. And then we're going to have worship with her. Her grand son-in-law has not taken him of the ministry after Apostle died. His son, his eldest son, held it. And then his granddaughter, their granddaughter's husband, is now at the helm of the ministry. It's just a wonderful thing. And for her to be able to see that it's been passed down, the ministry and the work that she and her husband started, is still going forward. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. And it's an honor to see the one, two, third generation. God is good. The third generation. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. And I counted her generation, her children's generation, and her grandchildren. That's three generations. Yes. What a blessing. When they started, they didn't have a clue that it would be another 60-some, I think it's 50-some years ago. I'm not quite sure. Isn't that something? God is good. Yes, he is. Remember my nephew. And if we do have a situation, the coat case down in Brunswick, and excuse me, there are probably many others. And let's just lift those up before the Lord. And we will remember the two children, but there are multi people who are missing. And there is a multi number of people that was kind of, but anyway, there is a number of people who are missing, and very few people even know about it. But they're trying to bring it to the open. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Let's pray about it. God got it. And we know that. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for you who called us into your kingdom. And we heard you cleanse us up from unrighteousness. We glorify you. We magnify you. You call us your children, who you call to serve you. and to glorify you in this earth. Father, we thank, oh my God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We thank you for how you order our steps in your word. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for reassuring us that you are with us. Yes, Lord, we thank you. And as we go about our daily lives, Father, we thank you that you allow us to allow our light to shine before men. Yes, hallelujah. And our work and our speak. We ask that you open our mouth wide. Fill it with words, Lord. Fill it with words that we will speak the right word at the right time to make a difference in the lives of those who are lost and those who are discouraged, those who may be sick, those who need comforting. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're depending on you, Father. Yes, we are. Holy Ghost, you are truly welcome. And we thank you for being with us. And we come, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Yes, we do. We come, oh my God. Lord, we talked about the trial in Brunswick, Georgia. We pick on my city up. Oh God. Oh God. We ask you to be the judge and the jury. We ask you to be the attorney. Oh God. We ask that you blow into that moment. Yes, Lord. Bring peace, clarity, and your will. Your will. Your will. Almighty God, prevail. Truth. Yes, Lord. Courage that mother, bless her heart. God, she has to see. Oh, God, she has to see what no mother should have to see. Oh, she represents so many mothers, present and future. I mean, present and past. Almighty God, and we hope no longer the future. God, we need help from you. We need help from you to stay the hand of the enemy. God, for too many centuries, this has been going on. Too many. Almighty God, we need help. And God, when you bring us through, let us not be stiff-necked. Let us not be hard-headed, Lord. Let us remember you, God. Oh, God. Let us not want to be and bring about hatred and disobedience. Let us not, Almighty God, take the blindness off and we all may see. And do according and walk according to your will and according to your way. We say we are children of the Most High. We say this is a nation unto God. Almighty God, touch the leaders, save them, open their eyes that they may see that they will answer to you, Almighty God, as all of us must. Oh, God. Oh. We know that you are in control of all power. Oh, God. We're crying out to you for help. Strengthen those that's in the church and in the ministries, God, the office that you have called them to, Almighty God. Strengthen every one of us, God. But holy boldness, that we may walk in this earth, and we may be the leaders that you've called us to be, not what we want to be, but who you have called and ordained for us to be. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Mental illness, God. seem to be just running rampant. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Said that if our mind is stayed on you. But so many of us don't even know you. We go to church, we don't trust you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We hear the words, but they're not touching. They're not meaning anything. Help, Lord. Open eyes, touch heart. Ears, God. So many in the church. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, help, God. Help, Almighty God. In the name of Yeshua. God, let us not play. Oh, God, let us not fight for our own agenda. Oh, God. Yours and yours alone. You know the plan. Oh, God, give us the humility. Hallelujah, Almighty God, to go before you. Here, God, and seek your faith. Oh, God, in your instruction. Yes, Lord, help us to be strong in this earth, not compromising. Oh, God, remember which kingdom we're in. Oh, God, hallelujah, that the world will be drawn. Yes, Lord. And as I was saying earlier, Father, ask that you touch each one that you have placed or allowed to be in office. Touch their hearts, their minds. Oh, yes, Lord. Turn the negative, the meanness, to love and joy. Yes, Lord. We said that this nation is one nation unto you. We say, in God we trust. We're speaking of you. Lord God, let it be. Let it be so. Because no one can protect us but you. God, remember the people in Haiti, Lord. Remember in Afghanistan. Thank you for the relief that came to Madagascar. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And so much that we yet don't know, but you do. So we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for sending help from the sanctuary. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, you know the terror that rose. Almighty God, thank you for rebuking it. Almighty God, in the matchless name of Yeshua. Father, we thank you for your healing. Yes, we do. We thank you, Father, for your comforting. Yes, we do. We thank you for reassurance. Yes, we do. We thank you for revelation knowledge. Yes, we do. We thank you for clarity. Yes, we do. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for showing us and showing us how to walk according to your will and your way. How to worship you according to your will and your way. Hallelujah. How to come before you according to your desire. Yes, Lord. Ooh, glory. Speak to us and through us. And let us be strong, God, to walk pleasing to you, to walk innocent before you, God. Thank you, Lord. Can't do it by ourselves, but with your strength, we can. Oh, Father, put your loving arms around your people and reassure every one of them that we are yours. Thank you for the reassurance. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. And, Father, all those that said, I can't feel him, I can't hear him, I remember them. Remember them. Drop a word. Let a bell ring Almighty. Ooh, let a song come up in this spirit. Oh, God. You see and you know it all. God, thank you. Where's cold, make it warm. Ah, where's warm, make it cool. Where there's empty bellies, fill them up. Thank you, God. Where the bodies are racking with pain. Ooh, God. Ooh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We speak and say, ooh, we touch and say, God is our healer. He sent his word and he healed his people. We say, oh, by the authority given to us, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. God is the God that heals his people. We thank you for your healing. Thank you for touching every medical facility, the dentist office, the eye doctors included. Yes, Lord. It circles them. Yes, Lord. Every laboratory. Yes, Lord. Glory. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, encircle them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, protect every child on this earth. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, it must be cool. Oh, God, do it right now. Step in. Oh, God, don't let them destroy that which belongs to you. Oh, let God arise. And your enemies be scattered. Oh, God, the earth is yours. And everyone. Oh, my God. 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 Thank you. Thank you for doing it. Remember our children and our grandchildren. Let them ever walk before you. It's holy men and women, boys and girls. Yes, Lord. Protect them. Protect them from every hurt, harm, and danger. Oh, God, fight for them, Almighty God. May they find favor with you and favor with men, Almighty God. Thank you for giving them a hunger for you, Almighty God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Be with us. We're leaning and depending on you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We plead and apply the blood of Yeshua over our neighborhood, our home, inside and out. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Our county, our state, and the United States of America. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Remember our seniors, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. And it's yours, mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. We glorify you. How awesome you are. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, we can relax and we can just let it go. Why? How can you say that? Because God is in control. We all have situations and circumstances that we're dealing with. And we have to be reminded that God, the Almighty, is in control. Hey! Tell this situation and be real about it. God is in control. That heartache, that disappointment, the loss of a loved one, God is in control. Yes, he is. By and by, God is in control. Yes, yes. You know, it feels like to me this morning like a bouquet of flowers. It just came to me. It just feels like beautiful bouquet of flowers. I have not experienced that before. Oh my God. Just a beautiful bouquet of flowers. I don't know what that means, I don't know, but I just feel like a beautiful bouquet of flowers. That's what this day feels like. I'm sensing. And so let's receive that, like a beautiful bouquet of flowers. God is the promise keeper. He won't leave us, and he will not forsake us. No. We ask God to cover each and every one that needs covering. And thank God for water, air, and every morsel of bread. Amen. Hallelujah. I just bless the Lord. You know, we just kind of, I say free fall, but it's not free fall. As I said, and I have my books where we plan, but it's just formality. Honestly, I just open my mouth and, you know, start talking, and we're like, ooh-wee. And I notice my prayer tone has changed a lot. And it's really coming before God, knowing that he hear you. And that wasn't my plan. It just flows like that. And just talking with him, you know. You say, when we were little, I like to use that a lot of times. And someone, one of your friends have a situation. And you say, oh, my daddy is a policeman, or my mom is a teacher. She can help you with that. You know that? God can help you with that. Oh, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God can help you with that. God can help us with it. Oh my God. My daddy can help you with that.
Hey! Woo!
My daddy will help you with that. My daddy can help you with that. Yeah. Someone is being beaten. God, we ask that you step in, because we know you can help them with that. Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's a coma. Somebody, God, our Father can help them with that. Oh, yes. Ah, oh, God. Rimakabase.
Oh, God, our Father can help you with that. You got it. Yes. Someone needs to forgive someone. And you know, no prophecy, it's just the fact. Excuse me, please, just a reminder. And the one that needs to be forgiven is about to leave this earth. Or vice versa. It's not worth it. Let it go. I keep trying to remember, like, oh, okay. It's not worth it. Heaven. Heaven. Excuse me. Heaven is too wonderful. Too wonderful. Heaven is too wonderful. Too wonderful. To jeopardize it. Well, I'm just not going to. Yes, there are people who are in our lives for a season, and it just come to a comma or a period. But just be right with them, you know, love on them. Yeah. And let them go. It's still friends. It's still friends, but we have a job to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. Oh, excuse me. I had my COVID test. And yes, I have been inoculated and vaccinated. Like, I feel like a pincushion. I tell you, I was almost like a big baby because I had heard so many stories about what it feels like when they're testing you for COVID. And I said, well, I always reflect back to a painful event. And said, well, if it is, this is what you have to do. And she said she was going to do it 5 times and swirl it. I was going like, great, day in the morning. But it was no problem at all, and I thank God for it. I was going regardless because of the symptoms, and you want to be responsible. Yes, you really want to be responsible. I often think people, and you know, you have your opinion, but people, the government tell you to put on those seatbelts. If you don't put on that seatbelt, you could end up in jail, or you definitely would be fined, you know, and you're at the mercies of the law. If you ride a motorcycle, you best have a helmet on. So that kind of tell me that you're being told what to do. And your children can't go to school without being vaccinated. And it is to prevent certain diseases. So that's my way of thinking. You know, as far as I know, they didn't know. They knew about it, but they didn't know what it would do. The scientists were speaking out, and so many got frustrated. Well, they said this. We have to figure out. They didn't. They were just trying to tell you what they knew, and they didn't know. And maybe as children of God, we learn that God knows. He knows exactly, he knows the formula that is needed. So it may be that we as children of God need to start praying about the medication. Pray over the vials, pray over the needles, pray over those that's administrating, pray over the lab workers, the technicians. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. When that medicine is going in your arm, ask the Lord before to bless it and sanctify for the healing of your body. Remove every adverse effect. That's right. That's right. That's what we have to do. That's boldness right there. They start talking to you, just be quiet and have a little talk with Jesus and make it all right. That's what we have to do, honestly. We have to do that. They don't know. And so while they're trying to figure it out, we ask God to remove the blindness and let them see the formulas. And yes, there are a lot of people making money. Well, but we're not concerned about that. Our faith, our hope is in God. He's our source. And he's not a Santa Claus, and he's not a money tree. No. He meet our every need. And we just have to hold on to that. Every need. You know. And we have to learn that we have to take care of what God has blessed us with. Yes. So we just went all around the Mayberry tree, at Mulberry tree. God is good. Hallelujah. We want to talk about the presence of God. Please excuse me. It must be allergy. If you know anything that's good, I don't really want to dump a lot of chemicals in my body. But if you know something that will help, that's natural, I would appreciate it. I would appreciate it. Oh, yeah. We were coming up. Our parents, I don't know. Well, some of you may remember Life Everlasting Tea, Sassafras Tea, Castor Oil. How about that? I love my granddaddy. But boy, did he put a challenge on that love. He gave me castor oil with sugar. Even to this day, I can feel that grit. I remember that grit with that sugar, with that castor oil. He may have good intentions, but it didn't work. Woo, that was some nasty, trash stuff. And what was it, the Father John? And did I say Life Everlasting Tea? The Farmer John. Is it Farmer's John? And Castoria and the Three Sixes, my daughter said. Because my mother gave them that. Said, now how are you going to give people a mark of the 3 6s? You don't think kids are learning anything when they're sitting in church. But they knew that the 3 6s was not going to be a good thing. So maybe we need to go back, and maybe I need to go back and go up to the country and get me some sassafras and Life Everlasting Tea and Father John. That's what it was. I'm some Father John and see what Father John can do for me. And bring me back, snap back. God is good. But we thank the Lord. And as we say, God is our healer. God is our deliverer. So we thank the Lord for the healing. Amen. Just like to have a little fun and laugh. Hallelujah. Take it out memory lane. But I guarantee you, you took that stuff. You were good, and we took it twice a year. They didn't have to worry about a thing. They knew you were good. Yes, indeed. So there again, we thank the Lord. But we had to have it. So many of us couldn't go to the doctors, you know. So God showed us, our parents and their parents, what they could do. And that was natural. Mm. God showed. Yes, he did. And he made a difference. God is good. I tell you, God is good. Yes. Thank him for the healing. Yes, 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 yes. And sometimes you just overextend the body, and the body needs rest. That's just it, top and bottom. I have just gone on. I enjoy sometimes just talking. I really want to have a time where we can, like on Fridays, we can just get together for an hour. And a couple at a time can come on the line, and we just chit chat. Yeah, talk about the goodness. Talk about the things that, like I was talking a moment ago about what our parents gave us. Yes. Talk about our journey to the pulpit. What some of the things that you went through. Yes. Answering the call. No, every call is not the pulpit, but every call is very important. Some have been called to the missionary field. Yes. Some have been called out into the world to meet the needs, feeding the hungry. Yes, 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 yes. Ministering to those who are hurting. Now, we all do it, but there are some who've been called to do it. Yes. So, and then, you know, we can always help, not take over people's ministries, but help. Help them do what God has ordained them to do. Encourage them to do the work. And then, you know, as I said, we talk about it. Just share about the goodness of the Lord and when times in your life, everything was just going so wonderful and times in your life, you figure like, I know I'm the only person on this earth. Oh, nobody. It's, oh my, you know the different places we go. Yeah. Ups and downs, highs and lows. Yeah. But we have a but. But God, yes. But God saw me through. But God. How about that? We got a but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. Well, Thursday has been designated. Excuse me, as in the presence of God. And I have some scriptures Ephesians 3:12. That's one. And make sure this is it. Make sure it's the same exactly. Psalm 16. You know, every once in a while I'll get on the scriptures. It's just nothing like the scriptures. It keeps us balanced. It keeps us in focus. I have a Bible that I think I told you, I think it's about to, soon and very soon, it's going to kiss the dust. I'm going to have to hold on, I'll get some tape and tape it up. Let's see, I think of Psalm 16:2, O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my God, my goodness extended not, to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellence in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. No, that's not it. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Has given me counsel. Rains also instruct me in the night season. Yes. Hallelujah. Psalm 7:16-7. Yes, 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 yes. That's it. Hallelujah. my writing. Oh, I do have two. It should be seven. Okay. Psalms 27 and 4. Hallelujah. 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 One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Psalms for me, 91, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Ooh. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Is that all right? God promised always. God's, the promise of God is always with us. Nothing changed this truth that God is with us. The promise of God, God's promise to be with us. Nothing changed. It's our senses. We can't feel him. We're not sensing his presence. So we assume he's not with us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. excuse me, please. I'm here all by myself. God is not with me. I am here alone. Everyone has turned their backs on me, even God himself. I can't feel you, God. Where are you? He's right here with us. Right here with us. I can't take not sensing you. And you know, that's where the word of God is so soothing to reassure us that God is with us. And we need to be strong for one another. So when someone is going through that, we don't say, oh, they're not saved, they ain't got no faith. No, we have to remind them, he's with you. He never left you, and he never will. He promised to be with you. And when God makes a promise, it's a promise. When God makes a promise, it's a promise. It's kept. Yes, it is. When God, oh my God, hear me, make a promise. Look over at Israel if you don't think. That's just one example. Mark Twain, when he went over there, he said it was a desolate nothing. 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 It was worth nothing. Nothing could grow. It was desolate. Look over there now. Look at God. Woo! He's a promise keeper. You don't believe it? Genesis 3, he declared that our Redeemer, the seed of the woman, would crush the head of the enemy. Did he do it?
We can open our eyes and see. We can open our eyes and see. Did he not say to Abraham that his seed would be in Egypt? He gave him the number of years and that he would bring them out and he would give them the promised land. Did he do it? Yes, he did. Are they over there? Yes, they are. Whoa. Yes. And that's just a few things. I want to stop saying, oh, the devil did this, oh, the... No. No. God allow this? Because nothing can happen unless he allow it. Or if you don't know what to say, just don't say nothing. God got it. Works. God got it. God is in control. Whew. Just say, all right, Lord. I have to be reminded of that because I can get, try to get me discombobulated. Yes, but you have to stop in the middle of it and say, God got it. God is in control. Mm-hmm. God got it. And God is in control. Yeah. And we just have to keep saying it until it becomes shown up a part of you. And we'll be like the older saints sitting in their rocking chair and ask you, why are you pining if you believe in God? Huh? God got it. God got it. How you know it's going to be all right? Did it? God got it. Like, look at you like, what's wrong with you? God got it. Did you pray about it? Well, okay. God got it. We need to hear that more. We need to say it more. And I know that we can sound ridiculous to people. But it's the truth. God does have it. Yes, he does. He got it. So we thank the Lord in advance. And we just stop saying the devil. Let's stop giving that so much strength. Just don't acknowledge. Just acknowledge God's authority and control. Then all of a sudden you're going to see how often you acknowledge the enemy opposed to speaking the power and the authority and the love of God has for us. And the power and authority that he has given us. And our feelings tell us when our bodies are racking with pain and so many situations occur, God cannot be with us. But it's not the truth. He is. He is with us. And every fiber out of our being must realize and understand that God is God. And he made a promise, and he won't break his promise. He is long-suffering. Not that we want to be so much as we just want to walk and do our Father's will. And sometimes we stumble with it, or we appear to be faithless. But he got us.
He is with us. Sometimes we just need to say it. God is with us. God is with me. God is with me. God is in control. God is with me. And now after a while, I'll pull the refrigerator and all the walls gonna be loaded down. I'm telling you. Gonna be loaded down. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Gonna be loaded down. Yes. But all of it is good and it's true. God will never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank him for that. We thank him for the confidence that we can display it. Yes, I'm not saying we're super people. No. I'm saying God is with us. Excuse me. And he won't leave us. And we're in his presence. Went around the mulberry tree, and this is what we're in the presence of God. And, you know, it means that he hear us. Yes, he hear us when we pray. We can take, we can be reassured. Yes, that's what it is. We can be comforted in knowing that our God is with us. Yes, 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 yes. We can take comfort with that, that God is with us. Mm-hmm. And that's a blessing when we can really, from our inner, and Ephesians 3 says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. Hallelujah. And this faith just confirmed the fact that Christians have boldness and freedom of speech before God. We can never forget that God is holy, and we need to really study the sanctity and the holiness of God, how we are to reverence him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But we have access. We have the right to enter into his presence because of the work that his son did for us, the exchange. We can come boldly into the presence of God. He hear, oh my God, your Father hear you when you pray. Your Father loves you. Don't take it for granted. And he said it, and it is so. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Numbers, the 6th chapter. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Go in joy. Go in the power of the Holy Ghost. God is with you, and God loves you, and he cares.